Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demo, and in this demonstration I want to show you something that's fairly straightforward, but I thought I'd better cover it anyway. And that basically is how to turn the Apple Watch off or on when you want to. So first of all, I'm actually going to turn my Apple Watch off and then we'll turn it back on again. So I've currently got it on my wrist and it's currently in sleep mode, so I'm going to wake it up by just touching my screen so you know it's on.
0:03:08.
Okay, so I'm on my clock face. Now, to turn the Apple Watch off, it's going to hold in the side button, or as I like to call it, the friends button, for 2 seconds. 1, 2.
Cancel.
Button. And then I've got a cancel button that I can one finger double tap on. If I flick to the right,
power off button.
I've got a power off button.
Slide or double tap.
Okay, so if I didn't want to actually turn the Apple Watch off, I could just do one finger flick back to the left.
Cancel button.
One finger double tap on the cancel button. But I do want to turn it off, so one finger flick to the right.
Power off button.
And one finger double tap.
Power off.
And now it's powering off the Apple Watch. And what I found from experience is that if I try and do it straight away, it doesn't work because obviously the watch is still shutting down. So I tend to wait probably about 30 seconds. That way, that if I then try and turn the Apple Watch back on, which is the same function for turning it off, holding the side button or the friends button in for 2 seconds, and it'll reboot the Apple Watch. I just find that I won't be sitting there playing with holding the button in when the Apple Watch really hasn't shut down yet. So I'll just give it another couple of seconds, and then I'll hold the home button in for 2 seconds, as I said, to restart the Apple Watch. All right, so let's try that now. I'm going to hold in the side button, the friends button, and of course the Apple Watch being on my left wrist, that's the bottom right hand rectangular button. So I'm going to hold it in for 2 seconds, holding it in now. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, and release. When the boots from being off, it takes round about a minute and a half to boot. So I'm just going to pause this recording while it's starting up, and then you can hear what it sounds like when it comes live again. That little blip sound.
Clock face. 0:06:16.
Okay, and 0:06:17. Clock face.
Enter passcode.
And it's wanting me to enter the passcode in. So I touch the screen.
4. Button.
And drag my finger up.
1.
Find the one, and of course I could also do one finger flick left and right, one finger double tap on 1, because we're in standard timing mode with voiceover.
2.
Double tap on 2.
2.
Find 7.
7.
One finger double tap on 7.
7.
Find the 9.
9.
One finger double tap on 9. Of course this is my current test pin number.
0:07:03.
Now I'm back to my main clock face screen that I normally get when the watch comes out of standby mode, when I touch the screen to wake it up. Okay, so that's basically how to actually shut down the watch and restart it. Basically holding in the side or friends button for 2 seconds. And then in the case of shutting it down, choosing the power off button. And then, as I said, I at least wait a minimum of 30 seconds. Then to hold in the side or friends button, same deal again, for 2 seconds. The watch will boot up. It'll take about a minute and a half. And then, as you notice with mine, we've got a bleep sound and then voiceover speaking as the clock face appeared. And also it spoke when the passcode field appeared for me to put in the test 4-digit PIN number. And again, that 4-digit PIN number, just in case you were wondering, that came from the initial setup process when it asked me, did I want to use a PIN number for the Apple Watch when it's either restarted or it's been taken off your wrist for privacy and security. That completes this demonstration of powering on and off the Apple Watch. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.